And that brings us to just on 10 minutes, call it 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Kari Rasmus is on the line, and we're going to be talking about wellness. Kari, good morning. How are you on this chilly winter's morning?
Good morning. Very well and very chilly.
Yeah, because you're, just for the sake of our listeners, you're in Gauteng, in Pretoria or Joburg,
yes.
Aren't you?
In Joburg, yeah.
Okay, so you're in the thick of it. Yeah, down here we're expecting a mild day today, so it's not too bad, but we're still in winter. Kari, talking about wellness today, and what is Employee Wellness Week and why is it so important?
Yes, so Employee Wellness Week every year from 1 to 6 July is a campaign that raises awareness about the importance of maintaining employees' health and well-being in the workplace and beyond. So we know that employees are the backbone of any business and give so much to their employers. Mm-hmm. So it really highlights the need for employers to in turn prioritize the wellness of their employees, which also benefits them because it leads to a more productive workforce, reduce absenteeism, and lower risk of occupational conditions. So it's really about putting back into your staff.
Right, right. And sort of just kind of closing that circle. What are some of the key benefits of the Heart and Stroke Foundation's employee wellness program for employers and employees?
Yeah, so of course, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has an employee wellness program. And with this program, we want to take a holistic approach to health. So we aim to address physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and social well-being. So it benefits both employers and employees. For employers, as I mentioned, it can lead to increased productivity, a healthier work environment. If your staff is happy and healthy, obviously they work more efficiently and produce better quality work. And then of course for employees, we provide practical tools and resources to improve their overall health and well-being. So this will include health talks, risk assessments, counseling. Employees can also take part in the employee wellness program, and then they will know their current health state, such as blood pressure, glucose levels, and then they'll be equipped to take the necessary steps if we find that they might be at risk for something like heart disease or strokes.
Right, right. So you might be able to pick up early symptoms and early warnings.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Kari, can you tell us more about the health risk assessment offered by the Heart and Stroke Foundation and what it entails?
Yes. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation, South Africa's employee wellness program, includes a comprehensive health risk assessment. So it's designed to identify health risks that show whether you're on increased risk for heart disease and stroke and other conditions like diabetes. So we do a blood pressure screening where we check your blood pressure. We do blood cholesterol testing to make sure how your blood is looking, if there's high cholesterol. And then we do blood sugar testing, which of course gives an indication of your risk for diabetes. And then we also do a BMI measurement, which we combine with counseling on, for example, healthy eating or just general health tips. So that is the health risk assessment part of our employee wellness program.
Right. And then looking at nutrition, which is also a very, very important part, what role does nutrition play in maintaining good health, and how does the HeartMark food endorsement program support healthy eating? You know, it's all tied together.
Yes, no, definitely. So nutrition plays a huge role in maintaining good health. So we have the HeartMark food endorsement program, which is designed to help employees and employers both identify healthy foods easier. So we have the HeartMark logo. That's a trusted symbol of healthy eating. Mm-hmm. Our studies say that it's recognized by 8 out of 10 adults in South Africa. So when you see the Heartmark logo on food products, you know that this product is lower in salt, sugar, and saturated fat, and higher in fiber, which is so beneficial for your health. Mm. So that is how we aim to make it easier for people to choose healthy foods, because we know that nutrition is so important in reducing your risk for heart attacks and strokes.
Right, right. And then, Corrie, why is it important to focus on cardiovascular disease risk during the winter months especially?
Yes, so changes in seasons actually have a big effect on heart disease and stroke. More people get sick or die from these conditions in the winter months. Remember, when it's cold, your heart needs to work a lot harder to get the blood pumping. So it affects people of all ages during winter months, but we see that especially older adults are at risk because their bodies are less able to handle stress. They often have other health problems as well that compounds. And it's also easy to feel isolated or lonely during this time. So there's many factors that contribute. Mm-hmm. We also see reduced physical activity, vitamin D deficiency, because we get vitamin D from sunlight and we are less likely to go outside during winter. We see increased blood pressure and respiratory infections like your flu. These all play a role, and then we see higher heart attacks and strokes in cold weather. So it's very important to keep warm, make sure you have proper heating and insulation, and go through your regular checkups, make sure you know your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and so on.
Right, right. And then getting back to the employee wellness program, how can employers get involved with the Heart and Stroke Foundation's employee wellness program?
Yes, so employees can partner with the Heart and Stroke Foundation to service their employees with our health risk assessments in our employee wellness program. So to learn more about this program and how to get involved, employees can contact any of our offices. And this is available on our website, of course, www.heartfoundation.co.za, or also on our chat line, 021-422-1586.
Okay. And then looking at our listeners, how can they find out more information also about the Heart and Stroke Foundation and their programs? Because you've got a number of resource, or you've got a large amount of resource material available that can be accessed.
Yes, so for listeners, we have lovely recipe books to kickstart that healthy eating. We have information on heart health, on brain health, on risk factors like blood pressure and blood sugar control. So that's all on our website at heartfoundation.co.za.
Great. So, Corrie, thank you very, very much, and have a great week. We'll chat again next week Tuesday.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Corrie.
Wishing you a lovely week.
Same to you then. Keep well. Cheerio. That's Corrie Erasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us today about Employee Wellness Week.